The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Abby, good morning to you.
Hey, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm struggling to know where to begin. Do I talk about, I think, okay, so what is a Karen? Remind us, for those who don't know what a Karen is.
A Karen is coined as an entitled, mostly middle-aged white person who feels like she can complain a lot.
Perfectly pitched. Generally will be considered to be the first person to utter the words, "Can I see the manager?"
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's the one. You got it.
How do you feel about, I mean, your name's not Karen, so do you have feelings about the phenomenon?
I think it's more of a term, and I have friends called Karen, and not too many of them complain as much as I'd like to think. But I think it's more about the term, really, than at the actual people who are called that name.
And what are your feelings on the term?
On the term, I think it's a good describing term because everyone knows a Karen, I believe.
Okay, so you're not appalled? You don't think it's offensive?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's Debbie Downer and Moaning Michael, so...
But are Billy No Mates?
Billy No Mates also, yeah.
So there is gender equality here on the names.
Oh, totally.
I think that's probably fair to say. But you've taken it a little step further, which I rather like, and it's that time of year when we're thinking about the future. We're thinking about filling in dates from January onwards. We're thinking about calendars. And here you come with your idea, which is what?
The Karender 2022.
Well, and tell me about the Karender, please.
The Karender came from an idea of we kind of started a business in lockdown and we were thinking of new products to release for Christmas. And we're usually kind of inspired by rhymes or puns. And I was thinking to myself, what sounds like calendar?
Yes.
And as Karens have been becoming increasingly popular over contemporary social media at the moment, I was thinking of what rhymed with calendar, and then it became a calendar.
Oh, I love that so much. That's right up my street. I love messing with words like that. So, brilliant.
So, the calendar is a... Well, I was trying to think. I couldn't really use the Karen face over and over again. So I used angry, disgruntled chihuahuas and I put Karen wigs on all of them and put a little strongly worded complaint for each month of the year.
Can you give us a sense of the complaints?
March has a red wig on and she's saying, well, that's just not good enough. December is, thank you for ruining my family's Christmas. And May is, I'm not one to make a scene. So they're just a few of the of the months that you've
seen. So she's not only a pain in the proverbial, but she's also got no self-awareness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could I hear some more? I'm kind of enjoying those.
Of course. So June would be, I'm a loyal customer. July is, this is a huge inconvenience. September is, this won't be the last you'll hear from me. August is, don't you speak to me like that.
Okay. I have really left. I'm really enjoying those.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, sorry. October is, live, laugh, love is my motto.
Great. So she's passive aggressive as well. Yes. I love that.
So there's a chihuahua's face with a Karen wig on for every month. And at the end of every month, you flip it over and you can actually make it a postcard. So you can send your strongly worded complaint to anywhere in the world.
Okay. What did you say? Live, life, love. Is that it?
Live, laugh, love is
live,
my
laugh,
motto.
Love. Oh, it's so funny. Did we miss any? Did we get February?
Let me see.
Just flip through. January
is, can I speak to your manager, obviously.
Oh, that's the obvious start one. The new year, as you mean to continue.
Exactly. I'm just looking for February here.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I don't have it to hand.
That's okay.
I've got a load of them here. It's a freestanding desktop calendar. It's 100% recyclable and it comes with a compostable plywood stand.
Gorgeous. And I'm looking at it here. It's a lovely product. It's really classy and it's really funny and it's just terrific. So we'll get it on weirdwatercolors.com. Is that right?
Yes. It's available to pre-order. Official release date is the 1st of October. And it's available to pre-order on www.weirdwatercolors.com.
Will you lash that up on Instagram and tag me and I'll forward that on as well?
I will do. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Abby, lovely talking to you. Good luck with it. Really enjoyed that. Okay, weirdwatercolors.com
bye-bye.
For that calendar. That's good work. I like that. It's clever.